Hey guys, welcome back to the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
But before we begin, just gotta tell you guys, this is our 10th episode. You know, thanks for stopping by and listening to us.
Episode 10, clap it up, yes, sir. Clap it up.
All right, Luxon, what is today's topic?
Today's topic, we're going to be discussing the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion case. Even though the case has already basically concluded, we're just going to be talking about that a little bit.
All right, word. You want to give a little rundown for the people who don't know?
Okay, sure. We're talking about the Tory and Megan situation. Tory Lanez, better known as Daystar Peterson, got into a little bit of a situation with Megan Thee Stallion. So from what I understand, this is what the story is. They were, Tory and Megan were in a car together. They were driving back from, I think it was Kylie's party. And then they were driving together. And I don't know how an argument started, but apparently an argument started within the car. And at some point, Megan was not with the conversation. She just didn't want to be involved anymore. And I think she decided to exit the car. And at some point, there were shots fired from Tory going to Megan at her feet. And he was quoted saying, "Dance, bitch," to Megan Thee Stallion, which is kind of wild. But shots were fired at Megan. She was shot in the feet, and there were pictures on that. But when the police arrived to the scene, initially, it was found out later that Megan actually lied when she was talking to the police because she said she was scared about the situation. She didn't know what was going to happen. So she lied initially, and she said her feet were cut by glass, but then later stated that she was actually shot by Tory, and then that kind of leads us into the case a little bit.
All right, word. All right, so with that in mind, I know a lot of people are on Megan for lying, but I feel like that was a weird thing to lie about, like specifically to the point where it's like I can't say it's disingenuous.
Yeah, that's a very critical piece of information. I feel like I wasn't in her exact situation, and I don't know exactly what she was feeling in that moment, so I can't speak on what I would do if I was in her exact shoes, but that is a very, I'm not going to say shady. I'm just going to say that lying to the police in that, about that piece of information wasn't really the right thing to do or what she should have done.
She shouldn't have done it to me because it made the situation more complicated than necessary. And then she would just backtrack on that statement later. So it was like it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like I say it's weird because it's like usually it would be the other way around. Someone would lie about like getting shot and, oh, it was just glass or some shit like that. But it was confirmed by like everybody, including like I think the people, like the doctors who saw her, like that it was, she was in fact shot. So it sounds like based on her lie about stepping in glass that she didn't want the situation to escalate any further. So my question is, did she feel threatened? Did she want to, like, was it because she was threatened? Was it because she wanted to look out for Tory somehow? Or is it just because she actually didn't want the situation to get any worse? And like, you know,
Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they talking about in their conversation in the car, weren't they talking about how I think Megan was sleeping with Tory or there was some type of feelings between the two, or Megan was sleeping with someone in the industry? Just
she lied about them not sleeping with each other. They did. That's another thing she lied about.
Her lying to the police about that didn't make her look better in that situation, and I feel like it could have been handled differently, but at the same time, I wasn't there. That wasn't me, so can't speak too much on that.
Since the first thing we knew was that Megan lied about that shit, it was kind of like, it wasn't not looking for, like, good for her in the beginning. Because mm-hmm. it's like, what we got from that is that she could be lying about anything at this point.
Yeah.
I would say the only problem a lot of people had is that they jumped to conclusions based on that. True. Like, a lot of people just already, like, acted like they had the answer, even though it was, like maybe, like, week one in this final investigation. It was ongoing from, like, before. This isn't new, but,
yeah.
like, I think this was from 2020.
True.
But
honestly, I don't think you're going to be able to get the answer unless you get both sides of the story. So yeah. the speculation earlier on wasn't really going to be as wasn't going to be what the story is.
Yeah,
it could have been, but, you know, it's not probable.
Yeah, that's why I don't jump to conclusions with that kind of stuff, because it's like yeah. you only have one side. Like, here's the problem. Like, it ends up that Tory was found guilty of shooting Megan Thee Stallion.
True, he was found guilty, and he did receive, I believe it was 22 years in prison.
Yeah, but what I was saying is that, like, just because she lied about sleeping with Tory doesn't mean that she lied about him shooting her. That's the yeah. problem. It's like, yes, now it opened, like, her lying opened up awareness of the fact that she could be lying about any given thing, mm-hmm. but it's any given thing. She's not, that doesn't mean she lies about every single thing. In this mm-hmm. case, her claim technically was her telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. There was actually another angle that a couple people speculated that instead of Tory shooting at Megan, it was actually Megan's best friend shooting at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, like, unless.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to cut you
go off. On.
But when they were looking for a DNA on the gun, it wasn't an exact match with Tory's DNA, and I believe it was inconclusive.
It was inconclusive.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell who it was. But it's like in that scenario where there, like, I believe there was, like, only two people who could have done it, mm-hmm. and it was down to Kelsey or Tory.
Yeah.
I know one thing that that people said, like, that show that ended up, like, right after he was found guilty, we heard about, like, his call.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot if he called to Kelsey or talked to Megan or someone, mm-hmm. and he was, like, saying how he's sorry about, like, the situation, like, escalating. He said he was drunk or some shit like that, and it was, like, it really didn't look good on him
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Like, right now, he's, like, he's in prison. Like, he is in prison, like, right as we speak, right? I know he got his mugshot and he was smiling.
Yeah, I did see that. I was like,
it was off.
I was laughing at that. I was like, yeah, it was a little funny when I saw it. But
yeah. just yeah. like some implications, though. It's like, you know, you can't always be sure of everything, but yeah. at the same time, it's like, it's not, like, unreasonable to me because, like, well, for one. They, like, you'd think that if he was actually innocent and he was being framed by, like, Kelsey or something, he would have put more effort into actually saying he was innocent.
Yeah, and but, he would have revealed his side of the story earlier. I don't know if that would have maybe helped this case, but I don't know. Sometimes the public could take one thing and run with it. Like, they could take his silence as him being guilty or vice versa. But, you know, sometimes that, I mean, I would say it would have possibly given him a better chance yeah. or a different outcome, I'll say.
I forgot exactly what, but I heard, like, I forgot something. Something that he, there was, like, a mistake that he or his lawyer made, and, like, I forgot. There was, like, he only had, like, two options. I'll get back to that, mm-hmm. but, like, yeah, anyways, another thing is that Tory's had anger issues. This isn't new. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like he's been prone to, like, snapping at people, yeah, kind of is hot-headed and picks fights true. With people. All you need to do is give him, I believe it was an illegal, like, he shouldn't have owned it in the first place, not to mention that he wasn't supposed to be around Megan.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's like when you give someone like that, like, already with anger issues, who picks scraps with people, and you give him, like, a weapon and put him in a situation where he gets, like, pissed off, like, what would you expect to happen?
Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people decided that Tory was guilty very early based on the just all the factors at play.
I think a lot of people decided that he was innocent too.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people. I feel like, didn't 50 Cent, like 50 Cent like apologize to Megan?
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I could see why he would have anger issues. He is a short king. He's I'm not going to say he's OD short, but he's below average, to be real. Did you see that video of him when he was in the chair at the Breakfast Club? He was sitting down, right? He stood up. He was the exact same height, bro. That shit had me dying.
Yo. I mean, Kevin Hart is another short king, but you also don't see him shooting people.
Yeah.
Unless if it's in a movie.
Yeah.
But still, it's like...
I mean, I believe Tory is shorter, so maybe he has more anger. I don't know the...
He's
the
taller. Correlation. He's an inch taller.
He's taller?
Yeah, 5'3".
Damn. Kevin Hart is 5'2"?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Really? I thought he was just a bit taller.
Nope, I was wrong. He's 5'4".
Oh, I was about to say. He's not, like, OD short, but...
That's still short.
That is short, but he's not, like, as short as Tory.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say short is, like... What would you consider short is for a guy?
5'4".
5'4"?
Yes. Okay, probably 5'3". I'll be generous to Hart.
Lenient.
5'3". I'll say Tory is short.
Okay.
They're both short, though.
I would say 5'3", too. What do you think short is for girls, though?
5'1".
I'd go below 5.
Yeah, but still.
Because, I don't know.
How about 5 foot?
I'd go below 5. I'd go probably 4'11", maybe 4'10".
There are people in my family who are under 5 foot, and it's just like, it's crazy how...
Because
like,
that's short.
Yeah, it's crazy thinking about that, but it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Would you... If you could pick your height, what height would you pick exactly?
Probably... Honestly, like, where I am now is not bad. I'm 5'10", which isn't the tallest. It's about average, but it's also, like, if I'm in a given group, I could or could not be the tallest person. Mm-hmm. But I guess 6'1", you know, just get over that 6 foot.
Yeah. I look want to be a calm 6 foot, just a calm 6 foot. Like, I'm there. I'm just there. I'm not trying to go too high because, I don't know, I feel like once you get, like, too high or too far past the point of like I'd say 6'3", once you get like I'd say like a bit taller than that, then it's just, yeah, it looks a little lanky, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah.
Tory had an unregistered gun. It was unregistered, so it was bad anyways.
Yeah, it was over before it even started.
I will say this though. 22 years is a lot for something he did. It's not like Megan's life was technically threatened. Her foot was shot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shots were fired at her, so...
It was just reckless. Like, I'm not even sure if he meant to hit her. He just happened to. But then, ironically, Tory shot himself in the foot by doing that.
Yeah. But have you seen the videos of Tory's father, though?
Yes.
To the situation?
Yes, Luxon. You know I have.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. I know he's in pain. I understand that he has lost his son to the system, but...
But you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah.
Didn't his father get, like, pissed at Jay-Z or something?
He did.
Like, he's blaming Jay-Z or some shit.
He got pissed at Jay-Z and Roc Nation, when I'm aware.
What did he say about the injustice type shit?
Oh, bro, he said it was a miscarriage of justice, I believe. But the video was funny.
Yo, his dad is just like Tory.
Dad was a character.
Just a bigger, like a grayer version of him.
He said, this is the biggest miscarriage of justice I've seen in years. Yo, I need to rewatch that video.
Word, again. That shit was funny. I will say that. Yeah, you know Tory's at risk of being deported.
For real?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Canada? Yeah, where do you think it was from?
I don't know. I thought he was Canadian? Really, though?
Hmm?
I said Canadian, really, though?
Yeah, he's from, I think, he's from Ontario.
Ontario?
Somewhere okay. like that. Some shit.
Where's I he? Thought he was... I thought he was American-made.
Nope.
Oh.
He seems like that because he's kind of like American culture. Like,
yeah, he's mm-hmm, falling into the rapper group.
Yeah, it's, yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah. Dang.
Hmm. Wait a sec.
So he's Canadian and 21's British, right?
21?
Yeah. Savage. So see. Savage is 21st?
I'm not sure. He probably might be.
Yeah, I've seen a couple memes about his or the discovery of him being.
Yes, he was born in the UK. He was born in London.
Dang.
Yeah, it's funny. Like we have a bunch of cultured, like different multicultural people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like it's crazy. Like you know, I was listening to Joe Budden just rag on Meg the whole time. Just for him to be wrong.
Dang.
And he actually, one of his videos happens. Was like, is Jay-Z to blame or like Roc Nation to blame for this shit?
Yeah.
I was like, good God, man. Like I said, that's why you don't jump to conclusions that quickly.
Yeah, shit's crazy.
Because then you start, like, if you're wrong, then you kind of look stupid.
Yeah, but dang. Megan right now, Megan is big chilling.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not sure if Megan could trust anybody around her anymore. Eddie, yeah. What in that community is probably.
I feel like she's always going to be getting looks now just because of this.
Yeah, there was mad dissing. Like, I think, like, even Drake dissed her. Like,
Yeah.
But it's like.
Man, you never know who your true friends are until some real shit happens.
Yeah, word.
For real.
But it's crazy. Yeah, 50, like, he apologized. He apologized.
Yeah.
Because he thought that she was lying about being shot, like, just straight up.
Mm-hmm.
There's still people who think that, like, yo, I gotta say this.
What?
The amount of people that defend, some criminals is, like, crazy.
Yeah. It's insane.
Like
I don't understand.
It's like,
how they're. Just why? Why?
I understand why people were skeptical at first about Megan because she did lie, which made the situation more like in a gray area. It made it muddier.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what she lied about were minor aspects of the story, which didn't change whether or not he shot her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're prioritizing the wrong thing. Tory shot Megan. That's the important part.
Yeah.
I'm not going to excuse lying, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah, that should be the focus.
That is the focus. I don't know why you're mad about, like, that shit. Yo, people, like R. Kelly, though. People be defending R. Kelly.
God damn. You picked a good one. That is a very popular one.
It's like, I know why people are defending him. You want me to tell you why? And you know why.
Why?
Because he makes good music.
Yeah.
People don't care about the actual situation. They don't care if he's guilty or not. They don't think he's innocent.
They just like the music.
They're just selfish enough just to want the music.
Yeah.
And they don't care. It's like that Boondocks episode. Like, basically the trial of, like, Robert Kelly. When basically everyone was there. They were just arguing. Like, even Riley. He didn't even care about the whole situation. He just likes R. Kelly because of his music.
Yeah.
And then, like, at the end of the episode, Huey's like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you know.
Yeah. Like, the man's a criminal. He did wrong.
Yeah, people, like, honestly, celebrities are not held accountable enough. Because it's like, not only are they not held accountable because they have money, it's because people themselves
I feel like they pedestalize celebrities a lot.
Yeah.
And they're kind of under this, like, light of protection. And they could do no wrong in some people's eyes, even though they have done wrong and continue to do so. But sometimes it's just the delusions.
Speaking of celebrities that people like that have like a big following and defense and are arrested, Andrew Tate got arrested.
Andrew Tate has been arrested in Romania.
Yes.
What I know, yeah. And I have heard bits and pieces about the story, and I have been keeping up with it. And I know that initially there was a, I think there was a 24-hour hold on him. Mm-hmm. After that, they extended it to 30 days for fear of him leaving the country because of all of the resources that he had to his disposal.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of digging on him, a lot of confiscation, just a lot.
So basically, what happened is that I kind of paid a lot of attention to this. So this was a series of investigations that have been going on since like 2013 because he was accused of like sex trafficking and stuff like that. Like, and from 2013, like this is ever since he's been in the UK. Like, there was one time he was controversial for like what seemed to be domestic violence, but it turns out his girlfriend at the time was into that kind of shit. Like, we're talking about different people. So he's accused of like luring women into Romania, like pretending that they're like gonna be like wifey type shit, and then he uses them for like sex shit, like for his like online OnlyFans shit. Whatever.
Yeah, I think he was running a webcam business.
Yeah, he was. And then it's like, with that, like, he was caught. And it was a funny thing was that it was around the time, like, he got into, like, a Twitter war with fucking Greta Thunberg.
It's like Yeah. Bro, there was this video that came out about him. It was an old video. Like, they probably dug this shit up from, I don't even know when, but the shit just like really fucked up his case. Like, it made him look terrible.
Like, what?
Because he was in the video, he was talking about how to like how he kind of like got his workers and how he kind of like lured them, but how he
convinced them.
Yeah, how he convinced them and how he like kept and retained them. Just all the, like, the techniques and tactics, and he was just like kind of like giving a little lesson, and it made him look terrible.
He moved to Romania for very specific reasons.
Yeah.
And it's like
because the laws were more lax.
Yeah, it's like I think his fans don't know that, or they just either they ignore that issue, or we can't prove that, like, well, they haven't made the decision yet, so I'm not going to say he's 100% guilty or he's 100% innocent, but it's like there's a lot of things right now going against him. Like,
overwhelming evidence.
Like, for example, the problem like with what he's saying, and like I said, I think his fans don't even know this. Mm-hmm. There were videos of him that I believe are deleted now, but you can check it out on other like YouTubers who basically have analyzed Andrew Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, I think about 40% of the reason he moved to Romania is because of their stance on the Me Too era.
Yeah.
Basically, their laws on, like, sexual assault are more lax. They're more lenient than that of the UK. Mm-hmm. Like, he basically praised Romania because, like, he said that, like, with that, like, if a woman just claims that, you know, he R'd me, then basically, like, he liked the fact that the Romanian police will be, like, stricter on it. Like, how do you have to show for it? And then, like, I understand that, like, sometimes there are false accusations and stuff like that. But another thing he said is that I'm not a R-pist, but.
Whoa.
Yes. The
butt already took him out.
Yeah, he's already dead from there. He said, but I like having freedom. I like doing what I want.
Ah.
And then.
Dang. That could have definitely been worded better. And he didn't. The R word didn't need to be used in what he was saying.
And then people will be like, oh, it's taken out of context. What context?
Yeah, it's
like, what context could this possibly look look bad?
It's pretty clear, and it's not the most favorable lighting for him.
And here's the second one. He said also the reason why he moved is because they're corrupt. He said that basically, like, he said this out loud, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it made me question his intelligence. Like, he's a smart guy, but it's like, he does stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, he said, Yeah, he said shit like the Romanian police, like, if like I can bribe them with money or some shit if something goes wrong, or like if they're trying to arrest me. He said like he enjoys like that system. And then, like, now that I saw, like, his Twitter, and now he's acting like, oh, Romanian, like, the Romanian justice system is all fucked up. It's worse than the United States. And I was like, weren't you just bashing exactly. Western countries
exactly
for having corrupt systems and praising Romania, and now you're, like, basically the opposite.
And as soon as something happens to you, or as soon as you're taken away by the Romanian police, now you want to start bashing them?
Exactly. It's like, no, I mean, probably is self-aware, but it's like, do his fans even...
Very
like,
contradictory.
Yeah. Do his fans even know what he says?
Yeah.
It's like those people who claim, like, they're religious, but, like, nah, I'm not going to go that. Like, but, like, don't know the first thing about, like, the religion itself. You know what I mean?
Like, doesn't even know the first verse out of the Bible. Like, doesn't even know... rudimentary or base level information.
So that's how I feel like some of his fans, like I will say to Andrew's defense, like there were 6 identified potential victims. 2 have said, like, have denied him doing anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is the other 4.
Yeah.
And there was actually one audio message that came out that basically said that he likes the girl that he, like, that he...
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no words.
Grape with a silent G. He said, apparently it's an audio message. Problem is that technically is evidence against him. Now they would have to prove that it's false.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm very...
With AI, like, it would be like someone would have to, like, basically make sure it's not, like, wasn't voice generated.
Yeah.
It was about 10 years ago. I'm
very interested to see how they're going to go about that, or what their tactics gonna be to refute that.
And then the worst part about it is that he sent a tweet right before, like, right when he was getting arrested, saying the Matrix is, like, after me, some shit.
Soldiers are coming to get me, something along those lines.
And then his whole fan base went crazy. I was like, he's been under investigation for, like, a while now. He probably knew why they were coming at his door. It was like astute observation, professor.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a general observation. It was obvious that someone would do that. It's not like anything philosophical.
Yeah.
But enough about Andrew Tate. Mm-hmm. Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, back on Kanye.
Oh, back on Kanye. I thought we just started.
Nah, I'm saying back on Kanye.
Oh, back on, okay.
Everyone talk about Kanye.
I got you.
Because... he basically went MIA for a couple of weeks, and then comes back and is married.
Yeah. And this was a hidden marriage.
Yeah, it was. I think he married some Australian girl who, like, worked at Yeezys, or was an ambassador for Yeezy.
Yeah, someone within the business.
So it's basically his employee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. All I got to say.
Keep him close.
Kanye got a type.
You do.
Like... compare her to Kim. They look almost, like, they look very similar.
Very similar.
Like, I think...
very few differences.
It's like, I think he did it to fuck with Kim.
Yeah.
It's almost like he did it intentionally just to get back at Kim.
Yeah.
He wanted someone that looked exactly like... oh,
my man tried to hit a power move.
You think it's gonna last?
No. Yeah. Because Kanye being Kanye, no.
No, I'm not gonna lie. It's probably gonna be fumbled. Like, I'm sorry.
How long do you give it? What's your estimation?
They'll try to make it work in the first year, but by the second year, it's gonna fall off.
And you speaking in years?
I'm gonna be generous and say that they're gonna try to make it work the first year, because it's technically a marriage. They're not just dating.
Okay.
The second year, it's definitely gonna fall off.
I'll try to be generous too, because.
No, say what you were going to say.
Nah, I wasn't going to say anything, like, too crazy. I was just going to say possibly, initially I was going to say probably 8 months, but now thinking about it, I feel like if they do get divorced, it's probably going to take longer than that. It's probably going to be a year thing. So my secondary estimation will probably have to be, I'm giving them... Maybe 2 years.
Word.
Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, but anyways. So, yeah, I feel like he already went off the deep end, so it's like her being with him, it means that she probably doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she's just in it for the money, and unfortunately, I can't help but assume that.
Dang.
But at the same...
What did Kanye say? He said, I ain't saying she a gold digger, but, hey.
She ain't messing with no broke niggas.
He made the song.
That's what I'm saying. He's speaking in the such future. Irony. If it does end up being true, that would be so iron. Because honestly, that's kind of...
I'm going to quote the song if it happens.
Yeah. Mm. But it's funny. Like, I wonder how it's going to turn out. I think if Kanye goes any deeper than he already is, then he might jeopardize that.
Yeah.
But it depends. Like, maybe she agrees with him.
Yeah. When maybe. Kanye is somewhat stable and he's not making, like, outlandish comments, he's kind of funny.
It's like, I think what he needs just a break. Like, I don't think the marriage was the right idea. I think he was jumping into it too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't think he's mentally, like, yeah, I think it was out of spite, honestly.
Just get a lick back.
Like, I don't think he's mentally stable right now. It's like, I feel, on some level, I almost feel bad for him. Because it's like, I feel like he refuses to admit that he's not, like, okay.
True.
He's, like, delusioning himself into thinking, like, he's free and all that. And, like, I can't speak for someone's personal experience, but he doesn't look free. He looks like he's kind of just, like, coping.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You know what my man needs? He needs to go to a nice little facility, be in there for a cool couple of months, possibly a year, just really cleanse all of the bad thoughts, all the negative shit going through his head, and just like take a vacation, just get away from all the music shit, all the just the social media, all that bullshit, just any adversity in his life.
Yeah. Honestly, his kids, though. Like, I wonder what they're going to be like with that new girl. She looks just like... She looks just like their mom.
Dang.
Like, it's crazy to me. Like,
about to say the kids slip up. They call her Kim. Imagine that. Ew.
Mom.
Yeah. I wonder if the family or Kanye's family has dinners or has like an arrangement for like the kids.
I'm not sure, man. Like, I'm not sure how involved his family is.
Mm.
I know that the Kardashians probably are more so.
Yeah.
Any other celebrity news?
Not particularly celebrity news, but Miss America was crowned the 71st one. You know who that is?
The 71st one? Why is that number special?
Because that's the number that we're on right now.
Okay.
I was just saying the number.
Who's Miss America?
Miss USA.
Who's Miss USA?
What do you mean?
Like, I thought, like she was crowned today?
Type thing. I don't know when she was crowned. I believe this was probably a week ago, maybe. This was prior. It's nothing too... old. This is pretty recent.
Oh, I thought you were like it was someone like that, like some kind of famous celebrity that everyone would know.
No. Type shit. I said not particularly celebrity news, but Miss America was crowned, which is Miss USA,
which is cool, I guess. Like honestly, I don't pay attention to those pageants.
I just figured I'd bring it up since it is recent news, and I don't know what type of following we have or who's in our audience. Just thought I'd bring that up. Why not?
Yo, think about it. I forgot about this. Yo, nigga, Tory's dad said that he forgives Megan.
Are you for real, bro? After all of the all that he had to say on the case and all the miscarriage of justice, he said, quote unquote, that happened in the case, and he now forgive Megan.
Yo, he is...
Dang, all that work.
He's so pissed, man.
Dang. He folded pretty early. Like, I feel... I didn't think he was going to fold being the man's father, but damn.
It's fucking weird how Tory's mugshot is him smiling. Like, he cheesing like as a second grade photo.
Yeah. He acting like he getting bail. Yo. My man got a cold 22 years in front of him.
Bro, you heard about Iggy Azalea's OnlyFans shit?
Yeah, I have. That was a bit of weird news when I heard it. I was like, okay, because I ain't really too much about Iggy Azalea, but just that happening with her was just like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, like, also, speaking of OnlyFans, said Bad Baby said her subscribers should be in jail. Like, those subscribers who basically, like, went on her the second she turned 18 and opened up the OnlyFans, she said that they should be arrested.
That's kind of, dang, the second? Couldn't let it breathe?
That is a big-ass trap. Shit too. That is a trap.
She's, like, our age. Damn.
Yeah, she's 18. Yeah. It's a big-ass trap, though.
For real.
It's funny, though, because it's, like, I don't even know to say if she's wrong, because technically 18 is the legal age, but at the same time, how long were they thinking this of her?
I would say they're just horny. Truthfully.
What is your opinion on OnlyFans?
OnlyFans? I mean, you get in your bag. That's not going to be my lane, but you get in your bag. I respect it. I don't really know a lot of people around me that have OnlyFans. I'm not going to say a lot of people. I don't know anyone around me that has OnlyFans.
Me neither.
But, you know, you doing your thing, you getting the bag. I'm not really.
Would you date an OnlyFans girl?
No.
Yeah, I'm bored.
Solely based on the reputation that OnlyFans has. That's why. That's
my reason. I would not date an OnlyFans girl. Yeah. But honestly,
she could be, like, an amazing girl, this, like, the best girl on the planet, but.
Still red flag.
I can't do it, bro.
Yeah, it's like, it's like OnlyFans. If it's someone that I'm not like considering dating, then I don't care. It's like you do what you do. Like, it's not like killing anyone, but it's like I would not date someone who has an OnlyFans.
That's kind of. I'm not gonna say it's the same as dating a porn star, but
Kanye. Yeah.
Tape. Ray J.
Yo, I can't believe that Kanye actually took, like, the phrase, trying to make a hoe into a housewife, literally.
Wow. For real.
Bro, it's like, the fuck did you expect was gonna happen?
Dang, what did Kanye say that one time? He said, one good girl is worth 1,000 B-words. Dang. Has he found that girl yet? I don't know. I don't know. To be determined.
But anyways, that's it for Black and Bold Podcast. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
Be sure to check us out on our other platforms and have a good-ass day.